You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Gina. I got Gina back. Gina, tell everybody who you are. Say Gina, hi.
Hi, Gina Petrines. I am the Development and Marketing Administrator for the City of Melbourne under Parks and Recreation.
And the new sit with Kim for an hour on Tuesdays, which is cool. You know, I have Stephanie, who's been doing the show forever. First, I had Scott from Scott's on Fifth, and that's always fun. And then Scott got famous and too busy. Do you know Scott from Scott's on Fifth?
I have not met Scott. No, I think we're friends on Facebook.
So now, have you you've never ate at Scott's on Fifth?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm horrible. I don't go out enough. And when I do, I stay close to home, so I need to start venturing out.
Okay,
more.
So this is What's Cooking in the 321-305-9906, or you can text me 321-437-1567. So this is What's Cooking in the 321. So let's talk about that. Why do you not eat out? Is this something, did you just start that?
So my life has changed a lot in the last few years.
So mine too.
Yeah.
This is good.
So
all
there
right.
there was a time where, you know, single mom, struggling. I was actually sold advertising for a very long time. And
okay.
There was
for commission. A radio station, right?
Well, that was years and years ago. But yes, all kinds of media I've worked with. And it was like there was more month than money for a very long time.
That's the American way of living,
right?
I think.
You start the month with zero and then pray. So I got strong. I made some changes, turned things around.
And what age group were your kids in at this point?
My kids were probably that went on for a long time from the time my kids were little until it was they were still in high school when I was making my changes and getting it together. And
which, by the way, I think that's what makes us stronger.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes to make those changes, you have to start surrounding yourself with people who encourage you to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of those that drag you down and
so
suck you dry.
So this is getting up close and personal with Kim and Gina today.
Yeah.
We haven't done that. Danny, have we done that? Hi, Danny.
I don't
Mr.
think
Station
so. Hello.
Manager. I don't think we've ever done that. So, you know, I count on the people who know me, sort of. And then, but yeah, I don't think I've ever shared too much personal stuff on the radio. But this is a good day, I think. First of all, it's election day.
Yeah.
If you haven't got out there and vote, if you don't have a ride, call somebody. Somebody will pick you up. Shoot, call somebody running.
They'll make sure.
We're going to come back. I want to talk about up close and personal with us all, okay? Let's let all of our listeners get to know us, because you're going to be back on this show a lot.
Okay.
Because you and I, we do well. We do well
in
here.
I think so.
And yeah, it's good because we have different views and then we let Danny chime in once in a while. It's good. But so today's election day. Mm-hmm. You know I don't like to talk politics, and I'm not gonna. But I'm gonna tell you a funny story because now Gina works for the city, so you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of you out there, Front Street Civic Center, okay, is a venue that I do a lot of stuff. You do a lot of stuff.
Beautiful.
It's our home. It's our home where we have parties. Well, today it is a precinct where you go and vote. So now I am doing, and I feel wonderful to do it. I am doing the watch party for Michael Hardopoulos tonight. And it's going to be good. I mean, we've got the room decked out. You know, I think he's feeling pretty confident. You know, he's been around a long time, especially the Brevardians, you know, love him. I personally, he's helped me out situation years ago where I literally called his office, and he called me back himself. That says a lot. I don't care who you are in politics. You don't lose the voice. I'm going to call the voice, you know. So I'm loving him. I'm doing his party tonight. But that took me over. I had to go get a few items that are in the closet at the Front Street, right? So I'm going to get my big cooler that we keep there. All right, I go and get my big cooler. It's on wheels. I roll it on out. I put it into my car, into the back of the car. I put like 3 cocktail tables in there with me. And listen, you can go to Kim Meredith on Facebook. You can see a picture of it, okay? Because Darcy and I are putting this stuff in the back of the car when this woman older than I, and I'm pretty old, walks up and says, "What is that?" And I go, "What is what?" She goes, "What is that?" Darcy goes, "What is what? Cocktail tables? No, what is that round thing?" I said, "It's a cooler." And she goes, "I want to make sure you're not taking ballots out."
Oh.
This is a true story, happened to us today. And I Memrex the moment. I put it on Facebook. I was like, "You got to be kidding me. I said, "I assure you." And she did. She wanted to look and make sure that we were not taking ballots out of that place. I said, "I did not even walk into that place. On the outside of the building, in the closet. I come out of the closet today, okay, with my cooler." Is this a great way to start our Tuesday? Let the circus begin.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Kim's coming out of the closet.
Kim's coming out of the closet with a cooler, but I'm here to tell you there was no ballots in it, okay? Not one. Not even my own. When I went to... So I did vote today. I dropped my little one off at school. You know, I still have a little one at home. Dropped off at school, went over, and I voted. And they did tell me, they said, "You have a mail-in ballot." And I said, "Oh, I never got it." I said, "If I did, I didn't see it. But I'm here today because I haven't voted yet." And they went, I literally was put through the ringer. They said I had to sign a paper saying it's a felony. I go, "I hear you. I have not mailed in any ballots." She goes, "Well, they'll find out if you did." I go, "Well, good. So at least our system works," because you know there's probably a bazillion people that are going to try to do that. Of course there are. Come on. Is everybody as nice and honest as us three? No. Okay. We already know that people are going to try to do whatever they can, but I'm here to, I really feel confident. I have worked the polls at Canova Park. I donated time, and it was very cool to learn the process, because I got to tell you, everybody there just wanted it to be done right. I don't care who or what they're voting for. They were there, like, being patriotic. I felt so patriotic that day that, nope, nobody's getting past me and doing the wrong thing. So I feel very confident that we're going to have a fair election. I do. Do you feel that way, Danny? No. Gina? Gina, oh, it's a very quiet, I do. I have great, I think the American people are going to do the right thing today. Because everybody's sure that their candidate's going to win. They're going to do the right thing. And let's have a fair election. Let's go back to fair elections.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Because that's, I don't care who wins. I just want a fair election.
All we can do is pray for a fair election.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray for a fair election. I'm with you on that. Yeah, so I really, that's all I hope for today. I don't care who wins. I just want a fair election. And I want to be able to vote again in another election.
Yeah.
The same way. So, all right, there's my political moment of the day. I got my little I voted sticker. I'm feeling patriotic. I did my part. And now I'm going to go have a watch party at the Melbourne Auditorium tonight. I believe we're expecting 600-700 guests. And, I'm doing food and bev.
Well, it sounds like you're just going to have a wonderful time then.
Yes, I am going to have a wonderful time tonight, no matter who wins, because I might not watch them TVs, and because I'm food and beverage.
I'll watch it later on tonight.
I think I'll find out in 60 days.
Yeah. So let's talk about this one, though. Lots of controversy. How about the whole marijuana thing? Is it time that the United States gets on board? Is it a good thing, bad thing? Can we talk about that one? Is that political?
It is a little bit political.
It is a little bit?
Yeah.
The because I really don't care. I don't care anymore.
A lot of people don't care.
I don't care.
And I understand the reasons why, but what I've learned is you have to follow the money and the companies that are behind it and the reasons why they want it.
So I'm like...
I agree with you.
I think that Clinton said the same thing I'm going to say right now, but I'm going to double it. I smoked pot twice in my life, okay? Because the first time I burned my favorite shirt, it was 1979. The second time was 1991. I stole somebody's grandma's joint. And the next thing, everybody in the house, we were in my parents' house, and I was sneaking. I was in the back room like a 12-year-old. And everybody's going, "Where's Kim? Where's Kim?" And I'm going, I'm listening to them going, "Where's Kim?" And I finally went, "I'm in here." I had an Entenmann's apple strudel cake, uh-huh. And I was eating the whole thing. And I thought to myself, why do people do this? It's just not for me. It's not my cup of tea. It's not. But I got to tell you, so many of my friends, I love you guys. Not going to mention your names. Don't worry. Don't go hiding right now. So many of my friends that you would think would never like do anything like that, it's normal now. Like smoking mm-hmm. pot, smoking weed, what do they even call it anymore? Does anybody know?
All of it.
Marijuana. Yeah. I mean, Mary Jane. I mean, I'm old. You used to buy a lid. It was this big. I don't even know how it's sold because it's not my thing. But I can tell you, people my age, they're smoking pot. So why not make it legal for them? I don't want anybody to go to jail anymore for smoking pot.
My thoughts about anything that they make legal to do recreationally is that I have my children are range from just about 18 to mid 20s,
mm-hmm.
and they're driving,
yeah,
and they're on the road,
yeah, stay off the road.
And there are people, look, the painkiller epidemic.
Oh my goodness,
that's been
yes.
going on for
yes.
years. You cannot tell me that every single day there aren't people on the road with you.
Yeah.
Who are on opioids.
Yeah.
It is part of our culture now
yes.
to kill the pain.
Yeah.
And everybody's got pain.
So I don't take even aspirin. I'm
well,
one of them
but
people.
Everybody
yeah.
is not
no,
you.
I know.
And it's all about, you know, the pharmaceutical industry has done a wonderful job.
And I've spent my lifetime as an adult with children keeping my kids off drugs. And I mean, I'm proud of them because I've been blessed that my kids don't have drug problems. I thank God every day for that. But I can tell you the thought of people smoking pot and driving, it mm-hmm. does bother me. It
yeah.
does. But all the same, if they want to do it, stay at home. There's my what is that called? My thing for the
your
day.
Public,
stay
at your public service announcement.
My public service announcement. Go ahead and smoke it. I don't give a crap at what you smoke.
Right.
Just stay at home.
I just don't know how you'll enforce that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. But that's, you know, my personal two cents.
So that brings me to, you know, the rocket. You've seen the rocket. That's what I call my car I drive, the mm-hmm. rocket. So it drives itself. Mm-hmm. So if I was drinking, who gets the DUI?
Mm.
Me? Danny, you're pointing to me.
You're still behind the wheel.
Yeah, if I get pulled over, I wasn't driving. My hands were in the air. Like, you don't care. Mm-hmm. I was dancing.
But who turned the ignition on?
It was a button.
You still pushed it?
So this weekend, I went all the way to Navarre Beach and catered my friend's wedding.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It was, let me tell you, because, I've sort of been everywhere. I did the whole, with my parents, like 48 states, I think we took my kids to, in every state we stopped in. And we've traveled extensively in Florida, but I think it's been so long that I forgot. Because I thought that Navarre Beach was so cool. It reminded me of, like, Boston. The beach, you know, where you're looking at the bay, you've got the ocean in back of you. It was, you know, I think they call it the emerald something because it is. It's green water. It's mm-hmm. a little different color. Not green, like, dirty, like
right.
our lagoon looks once in a while. But it's definitely a different color than we look at every day off the beach. And what a cool little town. My friend Kathy and Jimmy got married, and I went up there, and it was awesome. It was awesome to be able to do that for them. We went up on Wednesday and didn't come home till Sunday, so I got time to do the lazy river and an inner tube and chill out for a day. Chillado. Chill out for a day.
And that, I repeat what you said last week, that's your last trip with chafing
okay.
dishes.
So let me put, this is a definite public service announcement. Okay, I'm done. Do not call. Do not ask. The answer is no. I am not doing any more outside catering. If it's not at Front Street, the O'Galley Civic Center, the City Hall, Eastern Florida State College, I'm done.
No more chafing dishes.
No more chafing dishes in my car ever. Never, ever am I taking a chafing dish in my car. No, I'm done. That is my retirement. I will still keep working every day. I'll still go to work every day. I'm done catering offsite because let me just tell you, I would have flown up there because that 9-hour drive, it's tough, you guys. I don't know when the last time, when's the last time you drove somewhere far? A while?
My husband's family's in New Jersey.
That's a drive.
It's 17 hours. 17.
So I'm, my friends, and they're listening now. Hello, Karen, Barb, and Lynn. Hello, Keith. And Lisa, they'll always listen to my show in Detroit, outside of Detroit. 18 hours.
Yeah.
Now, Keith and I made it in 16 because we wanted to surprise my mom and dad for Thanksgiving one year. Wildwood in 75. We got a ticket for going 141 miles an hour.
Hmm.
Now, I know we weren't doing that. I think we were only doing 100, but it looked like Dudley Do-Right. He had the big thing, and we soared through this gas station. They wouldn't give us premium gas. We were in my brother's Corvette, and we got back on the road. We maybe were doing 100, and the next thing, the lights are in back of us. And when he came up to the side of the car, and he just said, "That was my mom and pa's gas station," and we're like, "Oh, we're going to jail. We're not going to be at the dinner table tonight." Well, we got held up for quite a while, and him and I did spend the evening having dinner at Denny's. We had Thanksgiving, which wasn't bad, by the way, that that year. Wasn't bad, but we did get in to see my mom and dad, so it was still a surprise. Mm. But so that 9 hours seems so far. Going across 10, there's nothing.
Right. I think the landscape makes a big difference when you're driving like that. I've been to Tallahassee. Almost 5 hours it took me. Of course, my daughter slept.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was forever.
She drove there. I drove back.
But I could drive to Maryland, and it's, you know, to Baltimore, where I'm from, it's like 13. And it's just, I curse from the time I get to Northern Virginia, you know, to Baltimore, because that's such an amount of time that it doesn't have to be. Like, you're maybe an hour away from Baltimore, an hour and a half.
And I don't like to fly, but I'm flying.
But it takes you 3.5 hours to get there.
So Alligator Alley is the worst, driving to Florida, because there's nothing.
I agree.
And you pass that same dead alligator on the road. I know it's the same one. Like, it's like that Twilight Zone movie where it's the same hitchhiker. Did we all see that one? Yeah. So other than I didn't like the drive, and we chit-chatted the whole way. It was nice, and but, yeah, just too far. Just too far to be in a car anymore. But I will tell you, I went to the first time ever to a place called Bucky's.
You've never been there?
I've never been there.
Neither
have you? You haven't been there?
Nope.
I would think you would like it. You're a fisherman. You're a sportsman. It's sort of like going into a Bass Pro Shop, only with, like, brisket sandwiches. And they had a whole wall of beef jerky. They
looked
like, you know, I used to give my dogs pig ears. It looked like a whole wall of those things. And it was crazy. It, you know, Jennifer's like, you have to stop at this place, Bucky's. I'm like, what the heck is Bucky's? Mm-hmm. And we didn't even need gas. There had to be, I don't know, 50 pumps even.
It's a phenomenon.
What is it?
People are like,
it's
droves off the parking lot to get inside and shop, and they don't even need gas either. They're just going there to shop.
It is the Costco of, like, gas stations. This place, I mean, they were making seriously barbecue that looked like it was come off the pit. They're chopping it right in front of you. Mm-hmm. They're giving you samples like Sam's Club. I mean, this was awesome. You get a t-shirt. You know, my kids, even my 10-year-old has at least 50. Everybody that goes anywhere, from the time my kids were little, she's 19 now, but Haley, from the time she was little, people would say, "What do you want me to bring you?" And she would say, "Just one of them little glasses." So my kids shot glasses. Mm-hmm. My kids drink their milk out of shot glasses.
Oh,
they drink their soda out of shot glasses. Everything's drank out of a shot glass. And they seriously, two of them together, I'm sure they have 150 shot glasses. They have Bucky's shot glasses now, okay?
Oh,
and they're cool. They're very cool. But, yes, I was. That was the highlight of my trip. Other than Kathy, your wedding was awesome. Of course, she's probably not listening today. She's in Aruba. She's up the next day for Aruba.
Love Aruba.
And I haven't been there in years. But yeah, they left the next day for Aruba. But we were dancing. I was a chef dancing. We did a pasta bar, pasta station. It was good and fun. So there it is. My last offsite went well. Mm-hmm. Good company, and went with good company, and so that's the way to stop it. So there's my retire of that.
On a good note.
Yep. On a good note. Yep. That's just like I'm supposed to compete tomorrow in like a Chopped in Orlando. And I said, I've won every time prior. In all these years, I've always won. Very worst, I've come in second place. So, you know, I'm getting old, rusty. Do I really want to go and break that? You know, because I'm not going to win tomorrow. I just don't feel it. Don't you think that you should stop?
While you're ahead.
Yes, because mm-hmm. I always said about Ronda Rousey. She should have stopped while she was ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right? She shouldn't have fought that last fight. No, she shouldn't have even gotten in the ring.
Right.
So I'm thinking I should not even compete tomorrow. So I'm supposed to be over in Orlando at the convention center. You know, I'm sure the city would love to put award-winning chef on their wall,
sure.
You know, and not it not be from the 90s. But no, I don't think I'm going to go. I think I want to go out a winner. So I'm going to stop doing the catering, being a winner, you know, because it ended really well on a good note. And I think I should not do the Chopped thing tomorrow where you get the basket and have to, we get 3 hours too. You get a basket in 3 hours. So that's a lot of time. You could be really, so these young people could be really creative with that. I can't anymore. Give me an hour. Give me 30 minutes. I'm going to beat them. But they got 3 hours to make everything foo-foo. I didn't learn foo-foo. So I just learned how to cook good food. So things. That's probably why, let's get back to up close and personal, okay? You stopped eating out.
I did.
I stopped eating out. Mm-hmm. You know why? It's disappointing.
It's disappointing.
It's become very disappointing.
I honestly, you know, with the three kids, I wasn't going to afford that. Mm. And I could cook healthier food for them at home. So when things changed and turned around and I was doing well, and like now with my husband, I mean, we can go out all the time. But, you know, we like to have a few drinks when we go out. And so we don't venture far.
And let me tell you, I stopped drinking for 20 years. I literally from, let me think. I'm trying to think because my little one, they told her at school to call home. She gave them the number, and it was the number to the Oasis Bar.
Mm.
So I said, this is not a good
thing.
This is not a good thing. That's a true story.
Uh-huh.
And they answered, and I was there. That's the worst part. It's like, mm-hmm. Kim, the phone's for you. It's the school calling. Okay, so I didn't drink for 20 years, not because, you know, I didn't need an AA. I just, in fact, it's sort of a funny story. My friend Marcel and I had stopped drinking for Lent. You know how you give up
uh-huh.
something?
Mm-hmm.
We gave up drinking. Well, she couldn't wait. It's like afterwards, it's like, oh, man. And I thought, like on the third day, I'm like, I must be an alcoholic because I really want to drink today.
Oh.
But I gave up drinking and never did it again. I just said, you know what? I feel really healthy and good.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to drink anymore. And I just stopped drinking.
Right.
And people say, do you have a problem? Did you? And I go, no, I don't think I did. I just gave it up. But then in the last year, I took it back up.
Okay.
And I said, I like to drink. So I can tell you this. I used to eat out, and first of all, I'm not a big eater, and I don't like carry out. I don't like to go, like, I'm not taking my leftovers, okay? Because if I take them, they're sitting in my fridge for a week, and uh-huh. then I'm throwing them out anyways, and then I'm mad. Okay, so, and I know that restaurants, especially me being in a restaurant, I truly don't mind when people are sharing food. It doesn't bother me. It's your food. I don't care. You want to split it with five people? Go at it. Okay, so restaurants frown on that, though. Some even charge you to share your own food because you're taking up a seat. I'd be taking up this seat anyway. So that's just wrong, plain wrong. Okay. But I can share a meal, which is great if I'm dining with somebody and we, like, let's have this sandwich and then maybe a cup of soup or whatever. That's perfect for me. Okay. But now, so I used to be able to eat out for $25. And I don't like to say I'm cheap, but $25 we could get in and out, two of us. Now add those drinks in there. I'm telling you, I'm a martini drinker, and I order by color. I want the violet one now. I want the pink one now. Okay. I don't order by name. Let me tell you, $18 a drink.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You have two drinks. I better go get another job.
So we went out Friday evening. Long week. You know, we have our little regular places, and I know a lot of people. I don't know some of the people you know, but I do know a lot of restaurateurs. Mm-hmm. And so we go to a certain place. It's in Vieira. It's around the avenues. And We like to watch sports.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much giving it
the
away.
The Georgia game? Were you watching the Georgia game?
That night there was nothing on that we were really watching, but that's where we like to go. But so we try to go there a couple times a month. So we had an appetizer. I had a meal. My husband had two appetizers for his meal. He had maybe three beers.
Okay.
And I had two drinks. We spent over $100.
I was going to say $120. Yeah.
And you know, so, and look, is that the problem? No. I believe people should get paid for what they do. And with
no,
the service
I think it's outrageous.
Is great. And,
this is coming from somebody that owns restaurants.
It's getting to the point
it's
where
greedy.
These are, we had three appetizers in a meal.
Yeah.
And yes, we had a couple of drinks, but he had draft beer, you know?
So I can tell you, I love... when I go to my favorite restaurant, Scott's on Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My own dinner is $60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's the best service you've ever had.
Right.
I never mind paying for that.
Right.
I mean, by far the best service. There's not even another restaurant in this town, I think, that competes service-wise. She tells you the whole menu. Like, she comes up to the table, and she tells you the menu. She tells you everything that's in every dish. She tells you what to pair it with to drink, and she remembers everything, and she doesn't write anything down. The service is impeccable, and so I would pay $200 there, because to me it's just so awesome, and then the food is awesome. Okay, so I don't mind anything about that. So it's not that I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to go and get terrible service.
Right.
A drink, I'm telling you, we went to a place, it keeps changing hands on A1A there, and it's like by Lowe's. I can't even remember what the name of it is. A chocolate martini, seriously, I know this, it was Yoo-Hoo. I know it was Yoo-Hoo in there. My kids drink Yoo-Hoo. I asked them, this is the worst chocolate martini I ever had. This is Yoo-Hoo. You made this with Yoo-Hoo, didn't you? So nobody would really answer me.
Mm.
And I was like, it's just terrible. The food's bad, the service is bad. And the greediness, I'm telling you, not from the restaurant owners wanting more money. $17 for a drink, seriously.
Well, and that's a lot of places now.
I don't ever drink over
$10. Here's my pet peeve.
Okay.
Consistency.
Okay.
I will go to the same place over and over and over.
Right.
I'll fall in love with the servers. I have places where we go where I can text them, hey, we're coming up today. Hey, I got you a table. You know, I mean, like, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice when you go places and people, when they appreciate you as the customer for
I'm
being
like
there.
I'm like that at Villa Palma.
Right.
I'll call Villa Palma and say, I'm coming in because you can't get a reservation there.
That's
one
of my
pet peeves. We'll make
you
a spot. We've got a spot for you.
Exactly. The other one is, if I'm going to pay $12 to $18 for a drink, depending on where I am, because
it better be good.
I'll drink Don Julio or
oh, that's right, you're a tequila
drinker. I'm a tequila girl, so you know, I get that mid, not the $400 bottle, but I'll drink I don't want it in a plastic cup.
Oh yeah, we discussed this. I got at the Crown
Many
Plaza,
times.
The plastic cup thing. No, don't put
drives
your,
me nuts.
Don't put my drink in a plastic cup.
Drives me nuts. That's
I
like
keep
huge.
A cup in my car now. I'm
me
going
too.
Out to get my cup. Nope. Do you mind if I go get my cup?
Mm-hmm.
I can't drink out of this plastic cup. No, do not. Mm-hmm. Do not shake something also and put it in a plastic cup.
Yeah.
There's a reason you shake it. And my little one, when she was 9, was on this show, and I said, is there anything you can tell them about the restaurant? She literally got on the mic and she said, yes, you have to shake a martini at least 30 times.
Oh my goodness.
And she knows why. You crystallize the ice. So now you want to put it in a plastic cup? Seriously? Don't do it. Just say no.
It drives me nuts.
I'm doing my crosses in my fingers. Just say no. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So that is my pet peeve. What's your other pet peeve? You said you had a few pet peeves.
Well, it's consistency and the plastic cups drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You know?
I mean, we do it at the auditorium. Oh, I thought I turned that
off. Well, but you're at the auditorium.
But we have to,
but when I go to a restaurant and I'm sitting down and I'm going to, you know, pay for the service as well.
Yes.
I don't, you know, and granted, there are some outdoor places here that I understand. I understand cost. I understand. But you could give me a big plastic water cup.
But I got to tell you something. There's nothing more expensive to us than all these paper and plastic products. I mean, it adds to everything. If we could just clean a glass, it would be a lot better. It would absolutely be a lot better. Yeah. Our phones are ringing off the hook.
I know.
People
well,
must either be,
one of my daughters is texting because she must see that I'm someplace still.
Let's talk about her.
And
then
she's
she'll
about
know.
To, she's pregnant and she's literally at any time now. She's like 37 and a half weeks. So whenever she texts me, I have to look to
I'm
make
the
sure.
Same way. So do you use, I know in our house we use 360. Do you use 360?
No, but they all have iPhones.
Yeah.
And so I let them know where I am and
so
I know where they
I know
are.
Where my whole family is mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Every minute. Is that bad?
I don't think so. You know what I tell my daughters? They're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And I say, look, I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm not trying to control
and
you.
And I don't follow
You're
them.
Independent. You do your thing. But if something happens to you, mommy wants to know where to start. I'm like a true crime fanatic.
Yeah. I want to know where to start.
And I
want to like
know
that.
Where to start.
That's
and,
true, yeah.
And, you know, it just gives me a little peace of mind. She's a bartender. She's out late at night. I worry. I just want to know. When I get up in the morning, I can look at the phone and
we
see that she made it home.
We could have used extra bartenders tonight. She could have came.
Oh.
Yeah.
We you have to let me know.
Absolutely.
That might be a little side gig for her.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I have to tell her.
How about you, Danny? Do you follow? Well, you got kids?
No.
No.
No kids.
No kids. Nope. Oh, that must be wonderful sometimes. What does that feel like? Tell me, what's that feel like?
Right?
God put it on me that it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
So I have adopted kids. You know, I have mine, theirs, ours, adopted. And I've got everything.
I have my animals plus my kids.
And animals that I usually like better than my kids.
I tell my husband, because he has no biological children, and I say, my children are our children. But they're grown. And I say, see, honey, you got the best part. You got to skip all that hard stuff, and now you just get
That's
to be pop-pop.
That's right.
So, and I don't get that. I don't know what, like, a grandma is where you can take your kids home. That's the one thing I'd miss is having a grandchild that I could take home. Because mine, like, are with me 24/7, mm-hmm. it seems. I look forward to school. I look forward to school time. Drop them off. Yeah.
You get that break.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially at this age.
I used to offer mine to people. I'd say, they'd say, they're so cute. I was like, you want to take them? You can give them back when they're 18.
That's funny. I actually walked into the school today because my little one, I think she's stealing my lunch money when I give her the lunch money, which my son did when he was younger, because I went on her lunch account. I gave her like $25 to go put in. And then she goes, I don't have any money to get lunch. And it's like, I just gave you $25. No, I used it. So I'm like, I went on a thing and it wasn't. She never gave it to them. She either lost. Or
you
got to
do it on the app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I went into the school and walked into the office, and the first thing they said was, no, you can't return them. Looking at my kid.
Oh, goodness. I used to say at the teachers, you know, the last day of school, and I'd pick them up from the car loop, and I'd look at them, 11 weeks. I'll see you in 11 weeks. And they'd be like, oh. And then I'd run into them in the grocery store because, most of them lived in the area. And I'd look at them and say, 6 more weeks. And they'd say, yeah, we know, Gina, we know. But
so Keith drops off Lex, and he always screams out the window. He'll roll down the window when she's, like, walked, you know, she's, like, 50 yards away. And he'll go, and don't come home unless you get an A.
You gotta be careful doing that kind of stuff. They call on you.
Oh, yeah. I've did that. One time in the restaurant, I had both the kids, and I was trying to make, because my kids have grown up in restaurants. So I was trying to make fun out of it, and we're playing, what is it, where you whip something over somebody's head, you know, where they can't catch it in the middle, monkey in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm doing frozen T-bone steaks. I'm taking them out of the freezer. We're cleaning the freezer, and we're underhanding them over his head, and whatever, and one hit my daughter right in the top of the head and literally like goose egged her and then split it open. And then we got over to Holmes Regional and they asked me what happened. I said, I hit her in the head with a T-bone. Wrong thing to say because the next thing they separated me from my children. And now I'm going, give me my kids. And then they're like, oh, you have a problem with anger. And it's like, oh my God, I thought for sure that I'm never getting my kids back after that. But see, so here I am trying to play with my kids, do good. I still love kids. Yeah. I do.
If you have one of those senses of humor that are a little different, you have to be careful.
Oh, I know. I tick people off all the time. They don't get it. I'm not funny, I guess.
Well, speaking of kids, can I tell you about some stuff we have
going
on?
Please do.
Are you sure?
And I was going to say that, too. Yes.
Okay. So the next big event that we have for the city of Melbourne is coming up November 22nd and 23rd, and that is the Holiday Market and Snow Fest at the Melbourne Auditorium. And
let's
on,
say on Friday,
yeah,
3 to 8. Is that what you
want? 3 to 8, but okay. The Kids Zone is from 5 to 8. And
okay.
Santa will be there. There'll be a craft. You can decorate your own cookie. The photo op with Santa is free. I'll be there taking
and
pictures.
Gina, we have the, because I know last year we had the coolest, like, slide with ice.
The snow slide will be outside.
We do have the
snow slide
again. Okay.
You go through and it's, I'm looking for the, I can't, it's $5. So, $5
and I
got to
tell you, too, what I love about this, that it's a new, I love that it's in November.
I know.
I mean, really. And I have to tell you about this one. You know, and this is our event. So it's not like I want people to think, oh, they just pushed their events and they're. This is a cool event because, first of all, it looks like a little village marketplace. I mean, Patty truly does this place up nice. You can come and get your pictures taken with Santa where it doesn't kick you back $50 like at the mall, which has gotten crazy and greedy.
And I do a Facebook album afterwards.
I didn't know that.
With, yes, you can see the one from last year. And our Santa's so great.
Yeah.
The Santa Claus is awesome.
Is the Grinch coming back?
The Grinch is not coming.
Oh,
no.
That was one of my
not
faves.
That I know of.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not sure.
But you can actually come in November and do your Christmas shopping because it's new stuff. Stuff that, you know,
new
I think we've all
items.
Gotten to that point where it's like, what do you even buy that person? They have everything, whatever. This is cool things that people make. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it's
crafts,
like,
yeah.
They're crafty.
There's businesses with gift certificates.
Yes, yes.
Lots of different
But you can literally
items.
Put your list together of who you got to shop for. You can have all your shopping done by November 23rd. Because this thing ends on the 23rd. You can have everybody down the list. I know myself, I don't Christmas shop until the 22nd of December.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate myself every year for doing that. You know, the 22nd, I go, shit, Christmas is in 2 days. I better go to Walmart.
I shop all year long.
You
do? And then I can't find
them.
And then
you can't find it. No, there's no way I'd be able to find it. There's no way. So we do have the Holiday Market and Snow Fest, Snow Slide, Meet Santa, Cookie Decorating, $5 entry for the kids. I think everybody else gets in free.
Yes, it's free to come in and browse around.
I'm going to be there. I tell you something very disappointing food-wise is when I think of Christmas, I think of Bronner's in Michigan, the big old Christmas store. I think you and I had talked about that before. So I do the whole German food thing. You know, last year I did Spätzle. I did Sauerbraten, you know, chicken and all this Bavarian food. I sold 10.
Really?
I sold 10. So this year I'm not doing it. And that bums me out. You know, I would do it. I might do it just for myself. So I'm bummed that we don't have, like, Christmas food, but the concession will be open. And, but I would much rather be doing something cool, some German real, you know, like you get at a Bavarian fest. But
maybe
no.
We talk about that for next year and we incorporate it.
We incorporate it. That's what we're going to do for the orchestra. We're going to be doing our Cat's Deli sort of take, next month. They're not there this month, but they are there in December, and we've got a big concert coming for that. What else you got going on, though?
December 13th, okay. We have Christmas in the Park, which is at the Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center, and Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive on a fire truck, and the kids love it, and they get to tell them what they want this year. There's performances and crafts and games, and it's just a really great community event, and it's free.
So let's just tell everybody, Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center, it's 3316 South Monroe in Melbourne. You can call 608-7450 and get more info.
You can always go to our website also.
That, where is that? Like, what's the corners? What's the...
University in Monroe. It's
University
down,
in Monroe.
It's just south of University on South Monroe Street.
Okay, So that's close, and keep going.
December 14th, we have Breakfast with Santa. Now, that's a limited space event, so you have to purchase tickets in advance, and they go on sale. Well, they went on sale October 7th, so I'll have to find out how we're doing with those ticket
sales. And where
sales.
Do they get them tickets?
Wickham Park Community Center, or you can do it online if you go to the special events and click.
And Gina, is that at Wickham Park?
No, it's at the Wickham Park Community Center.
At the Wickham Park Community
Center,
which I just got a new flyer on that. It's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while, but it's looking good.
So.
So, I know we've got our Touch a Truck.
We do. We do. We have a big rummage sale as well at the O'Galley Civic Center. That's January 11th. And
am I there? You guys have me coming?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe we'll have to get you there.
Oh, they shunned me. They shunned. Oh, Danny.
I don't know that it's
Danny,
about that. I think you were busy.
Danny.
I think you were busy.
Man.
We have.
When you get fired from a rummage sale? Oh, that's bad.
We have the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration on January 20th. Community Field Day at Eddie Lee Taylor on the 25th. And then Touch a Truck on
Touch
the 20th. Fifth, yeah.
So
and that's at the Melbourne Auditorium.
So
much
fun. I gotta tell you, the kids have fun, the police have fun, the first responders have fun, all this. We got all the big city trucks out there. The last year we had the coolest one, the police had their riot thing out there. Do you remember
that
one?
Cool.
That was pretty cool.
That
they
is
were letting
cool.
the kids like get in and climb on it and
yeah. They can they're free to explore, honk the horns, hit a siren. It's fun.
Is it all outside?
Yes.
Or we're doing the, I think we have an obstacle course inside.
I'm pretty sure the obstacle course is outside.
I know Patty, she tries to make these things better than the year before. And so we have all those things going on. And then I've got a couple things going on. Let's just make sure. Did we cover everything in the city, though?
Yeah, I think so. Up through January. We'll talk about that stuff later.
We've got Holiday Market and Snowfest. We've got the Melbourne Police Department Meet the Grinch.
That's at the mall.
We've got Christmas in the Park, which is Eddie Lee. We've got the Touch Truck. Here's one, though, that I love. Now, this isn't to February, but you guys, you got to get tickets early for the father and daughter dance.
This is the 27th annual.
And so I got to tell you, it's a one that I love doing because it's so cute. A lot of people nowadays, and I'm getting old, okay, so not judging, you see these guys come with like a bazillion tattoos with their little princess and they're being so elegant with them. And it's just such a cool night that you've got these guys with their little girls. And it is a cool night. I think everybody has fun. You know, their father-daughter dancing and it's just a cool night. It's a very cool night. One you don't want to miss. I know I need to grab up two tickets for that early before
you
it gets sold
you
out. It sells out every year.
Yeah, let me see when they go on sale here. I've got that on here.
And is Jerry going to do that again?
Oh,
she
yeah.
told me last year that she's like, this might be my last year
doing
it.
She's doing it. She's doing it. So January 3rd, tickets go on sale in person and online. So O'Galley Civic Center or online. So they don't have the link set up. And people, if I posted a link ahead of time, it's not going to be active. And then people say, oh, it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't do that early.
Okay.
But, you know, and it's not like it's not going to sell out in the first hour.
Right.
But you do want to get
your tickets
as close to that date as possible because it will sell out.
And I mean, we try to do, it's sort of a cool thing for me because I'm trying to do a kid-friendly meal. And of course, you know, this is really, the tickets are very inexpensive. You know, when you see a father and daughter dance, it's $100. This, like, I think it was $15, $25 or something.
I can tell you that.
It wasn't a lot. And they get a full dinner. So I have to be creative. I have to do a dinner that adults like and kids like.
Mm-hmm. $10 and $20.
$10 and $20. See? I mean,
under four?
Yeah.
And
free.
Yeah. No, under four is 10.
Oh, under four. Okay.
Yes. And a four and younger, $10, and five and older, $20.
Yeah, and it's a full dinner. And not only that, there's different stations. The DJ's great. The room is like you're going to, you know, a prom. It's cool. It's very cool. So
there's
don't miss that
Dean
one.
Stewart's there to take the pictures, and you can purchase through them. They've got, I want to say, face painting. Pretty sure. No, the
oh,
artist.
Yeah, no.
The,
yeah.
The caricature
Roland.
Artist was there.
We've
yeah.
got Roland
oh my gosh.
There. We all love
That's
Roland.
What it was.
We love Roland. Let's just see now. We've got, I've got the Gem Show this weekend. Do you go to the Gem Show?
Mm-mm.
Rocks. Rocks are cool. Rocks are all right. There's some really cool things made out of stones and different things. I love the Gem Show. The people are, you know, are very nice. They come back every, I don't know, twice a year, and it's a good show. So I've got the Gem Show happening. We just did the Ham Radio, which was a big, it was packed last weekend. But this November 9th, November 7th, we have the Melbourne Municipal Band. The doors open at 5:30. It's free admission to anybody for the band to see, and they've got a Bandorama. It's their show this month. It's called Bandorama, a Prism concert featuring all of your favorite MMB ensembles in one place. A show to not miss, and I'll be doing corned beef and pastrami sandwiches and that burger that you like on Thursday. Also, we've got it's called the Parade of Gems, Canaveral Mineral and Gem Society, 10 to 5. That's on Saturday. It's going to be back on Sunday from 10 to 4. We've got the Senior Expo, Wednesday, November 13th, free admission. Lots of, if you're looking for a place like your mom and dad are getting a little bit up there and they, need some different resources, or maybe they just want to meet some new friends. Maybe all their friends have sort of gone somewhere else or something like that. You can get a lot of resources there. It's a good day. Bring your mom and dad and come to the Senior Expo. That's 10 to 1 on November 13th. It's free. It's a free expo. They give away a lot of cool stuff. Saturday, November 16th, we have the gun show back, and the 17th. That's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Have you been to the gun show in a while?
Not in a while, no.
Come on. You got to see that.
A long time.
That AR flamethrower. I'm telling you, every home should have one in case you can't light your grill or your barbecue. Got to have the AR flamethrower, okay? It's something to not miss. And that's about it for the city. Going on in the city. I've got, now when you talk about eating out, did you try Nick Moon's Melbourne Seafood Station yet?
I have not.
You got to go.
This weekend, I don't know if I told you, I had so much going on. I had one sofa I gave to my daughter. We had to wait for that truck and those guys to come. Then I got a Lazy Boy delivered, takes up the whole room. I had something else happened Saturday. We early voted Saturday. We were running around. We did not go out. We went out Friday night to dinner.
We're going
to
let you off. And if you can't call in today, but next week, if you're not here, you hopefully you're going to be here until Mark's here. Because you need to call in, get those free tickets. We had so many people try to get free dinners last week. It was amazing. So let's go again with the 20th person to text me. I'm hungry and I want to eat at the Melbourne Seafood Station. Because let me just tell you, they've got the two locations, the one by Walmart in Palm Bay, off Palm Bay Road. It's over there by Long Doggers. And then they've got the other one at US 1, Strawbridge, right there downtown. They have all-you-can-eat snow crab legs on Fridays for $30. They have their family meals. It's a shrimp family meal on Tuesdays and Thursdays for $29. Saturday and Sundays for $30, twin whole lobsters. I have to tell you, I personally think, and I'm not just saying this because he pays for the show every week and every for years since I've been on here. Nick makes sure that we can stay on the air. I'm not just saying that for this. I truly think it's the best value for your money in this whole town. Under $10 for lunch. You get an entree, two sides, and a drink.
Was there a location in Vieira?
Yes.
I have eaten.
So
I have eaten there.
You have?
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yes.
And great value for your money. So he sold that one. He got rid of that one. He's mm-hmm. opening in Rockledge.
Right. I
so
remember you said that.
So the first of the year, the Vieira one's going to be reopening in Rockledge. I do have a couple new openings, and I know I'm getting short on time because I want to just talk about Harley-Davidson just really quick. Harley's got their this weekend. First of all, you can go look at their bike. They'll fly you in to buy a bike, by the way. If you're serious about buying a Harley, you call Harley, Space Coast Harley. They'll fly you in to look at a bike. You have no payments until 2025 on any Harley. They also have this week, we've got the Police Motorcycle Challenge. That's November 14th, 15th, and 16th. Vendors, food, spectator area. It's right there at the Space Coast Harley-Davidson. That's on Sportsman Lane over there in Palm Bay by one of your favorite places.
Next to Bass Pro
Shop. Next to Bass Pro Shop. they've also got, this is Taco de Amor. And I hope we get Taco de Amor. If you're listening out there, I want to get you to come in here. This is a fundraiser for autism. It's Sunday, November 10th. It's 11 a.m. to 4. It's there on the grounds at the Harley-Davidson's, at the Space Coast Harley-Davidson. Bring an unwrapped gift and receive a free dozen cookies. You know what? Donate them cookies back. Let them sell them and let the all that money go towards autism. So you can call or text 305-354-6033. All donations are greatly appreciated. It's going to such a good cause. So make sure you check out the Space Coast Harley-Davidson, and keep up with them. The other thing, we do have two new places opening. I like to I probably did it on the wrong. They're not opening until next week, so we could probably, since I'm getting close with time here, we can talk about them next week, the new places opening, when I have a little more information on them. You know, what's your go-to restaurant?
My go-to restaurant. We could do River Rocks a lot because River Rocks, I like to be on the
years.
River. I like to be outside. My son works
okay.
there.
See, and I don't like to eat outside. I don't know why.
But there, I don't feel like I'm exposed. I feel like with the overhang, if it's windy, they put the things down.
I've been there in years.
Yeah.
I miss Shooters. Do you remember Shooters?
I do remember Shooters.
Now, that's where the Jimmy Buffett thing's supposed to be.
Yes.
Do you have any info on that?
I do not.
You do not.
From what I've seen posted on Facebook, they are supposed to start back up again in early 2025.
Okay, so they did stop. They stopped building.
Well,
because I look over there and I'm like, what are they doing?
Their resources they had with the costs, from what I understand. And look, I'm going to give you my disclaimer. All of my opinions and statements are not representational.
That's what the radio says about me.
Of the
None
city
of the
of
opinions
Melbourne.
Are
right.
My
These are not the opinions or statements
right.
from the city of Melbourne.
Okay,
this
we
is
get that.
Me. Okay. There's my disclaimer.
We get that.
But from what I've seen posted, and when I say posted, I mean from the mayor, which doesn't, you know, necessarily mean that's official. But he is very active on his Facebook, and he talks to everybody. And he had said that the costs were exorbitant because of supply chain issues.
Okay.
And so they had to reallocate their resources in projects that were.
But it's still happening.
They were able. But supposedly it's still
so
happening.
So let's see if you know about this one. This one, there's a very few fresh fish markets in Brevard, but they're opening. A third generation native Floridian is opening in the O'Galley area. Hooked. It's called Hooked. Brevard's woman's dream to open fresh fish market is coming true in O'Galley. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Okay,
she thinks I'm so much more important than
so
I am.
So this was the big important. Thing. Well, because you're close to O'Galley.
I know.
You're
I should know. And I'm from
there.
Baltimore. I'm a seafood
and I love
girl.
The art
I love
district.
That.
But this was big news in the... big news in Florida today, so we're going to keep watching that. We've got the Flying Burro on Babcock, which is a burrito place, is opening their second place, and everybody's excited about that, too. You know what? I'll try it. I'll talk about it on the show. I'm going to have them on the show when they're opening, but I got to tell you, we have a whole lot of new Mexican restaurants and car washes.
I know.
I can't yes. figure
and
it out.
And storage places.
It used to be pizza places and storage places.
Right.
Yes. I guess we're all storing our stuff. I'm downsizing. I'm downsizing. I need a storage unit. I think I pay for two of them now. So I was asking you before. Here I am hopping all over. I raised my hand. So I'm a creature of habit when I eat out. I go to the same restaurants, and I always say, can I have a menu? And they'll go, why? You're just going to order the same thing anyways.
I
have not changed my order in skewers for 20 years.
Mm.
I eat at Skewers. It's one of my places. I pick my kid up on Fridays. It's early release day at school, except not now, you know, because of the hurricane. They got to go to school now. They don't get that early day off, which was always crazy to me anyways. But on Friday, we used to go to Skewers. And, yeah, I get shish took at Skewers. There's my free, what do you call it? Ad for Skewers, because I love their place also. It's one of my go-tos.
Did I tell you my husband was super picky?
So, I have allergies, so I have to always watch what I eat.
It's not that. He doesn't eat any, like, he doesn't like anything with mayo, no vinegar, nothing with it. He doesn't eat Mediterranean food, and I love Mediterranean food. It's a little bit of a challenge.
So even at home when you're cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty big challenge. Oh, yeah.
He's lucky. He's lucky.
I'd make him buck
he's
for
so
himself.
Cute.
Yeah. I'd be like, nope, you get it yourself.
No, I cook for us, but yesterday I made something and I made asparagus and he does not like asparagus. And I said, look, if I have to eat the same four vegetables anymore, I said, I need a break. I need a change. So I made him his vegetables and then I made
my
asparagus.
I ate a Velveeta mac and cheese for the first time last night. My kids showed me how to make it. It was absolutely awful and putrid. I don't know how they do it. It was literally one of the worst things I ate. I was hungry. I did not cook at home. I cook for a living.
Right.
The last thing I want to do, it's like the plumber's toilet that doesn't work at his house. I'm the same way.
Your daughter how to cook and let her cook at
home
for
you. You know what? She does. And I don't know if you've ever tried these things. I use HelloFresh.
I have used that before.
Okay. So I used to get the HelloFresh boxes and then she would cook. But I have to tell you, just like everything else, they became disappointing. It's not enough food.
Exactly.
And we're girls, you know, because guys eat different. When I'm feeding girls, because, like, we get one pizza, half of it's left over. No, when I have other people over, you need, like, four pizzas. No, me and my girls, we eat a piece.
But the recipes are easy, and once you know how to
yeah.
do them, you can do
them yourself. Yeah. So I sort of like to stay on there, and then I just say I don't want a delivery just so I can look at their ideas
right.
for the week. But, yeah, it was, to me, it was not good value for your money. I'm not cheap, but I do want good value for my money.
Yeah, when we were actively changing our meal plan and becoming way more healthy and trying to lose weight, it was a good option because it limited us
yeah.
in portions.
Yeah.
But I can see where that, like, and it was three of us, yeah, you know, my son and my husband.
It was three of us, so you have to order for four.
Right.
Yeah, you can't order for three. And the boxes, I mean, they start you out, like, the boxes are almost nothing because they give them to you almost.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, then they get a little pricey. So, mm-hmm. yeah, not doing that anymore. Danny, we went over on the show last week. Did we get in trouble?
You didn't go over. It was right on time.
It was right on the minute. That was funny. What are you going to do this week? What do you got going on this weekend? Anything
you know what?
Great?
I haven't planned anything. We said we're going to go out to dinner Friday night, though.
You got to go to Scott's on 5th.
I do.
You do.
I do.
It's my favorite place. Of course, I have my own seat at the bar. Sit at the bar, yes. I sit at the bar. It's my seat. Once in a while, Stephanie that's on the show, because that's her seat when I'm not there, so we fight for it.
Okay.
But, yes, I have my own place. But, it's the best service.
Do I need a reservation?
You know, yes. Make a reservation, absolutely.
Okay, for that seat.
For my seat, yeah, because I might
going?
Be in it.
Are you going this weekend?
So I probably am. I'm probably going to be there at some point.
Okay.
And I do want to try out in Vieira. I've been there before. It's the Prime. What is it?
I went to lunch there.
Okay.
And
what
it was
called? Urban
very
Prime?
Good. Urban Prime.
Okay, so we're going to get him on the show, too, because he's selling Scott spices.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scott makes his own spices. Mm-hmm. He's got them in
I share his stuff all the time on Melbourne, yeah. Florida Community Calendar. Yeah. He's very active.
If you go there, make sure you get the pesto. It is the best pesto ever. It's better than mine. I hate to say Scott's anything's better than mine, but his pesto is better than mine. And listen, we're going to, don't forget, Thursday night to come and get a corned beef and pastrami sandwich over at the auditorium. Tonight we'll be celebrating whoever wins, and I don't care whoever wins. I really don't. I just hope we have a fair election and that everybody can hug at the end of it and just say, let's move forward together. I don't care. Listen, thank you for tuning in to What's Cooking in 321. Don't forget, two free meals to the Melbourne Seafood Station. And for the 20th, did we say the 20th texter? I want that food. I'm hungry. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Catch you next Tuesday. Thank you, Gina.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.